Chapter 2, The Throne of God. First, there is an atmospheric heaven. This is the atmosphere around the earth. It is where the birds fly and the winds blow. Then, there is the heaven of space. This is the region of the sun, the moon, and the stars. It is mentioned in the Bible in many places. The destination of the righteous, however, is beyond the atmosphere and the starry skies. As I went with the angel, I could feel joy, peace, and happiness everywhere. My thoughts went to my family on earth, and it seemed the angel knew my thoughts. He said to me, "You have a mission to fulfill for God. You are to tell the people on earth what is up here. God is showing some of heaven, but not all of it." When we reached our destination, I could hear many, many voices singing praises to God. The magnificent music of the worshipers of heaven thrilled my soul. Honor and glory echoed and re-echoed across a wide expanse of heaven as seraphim and saints sang endless anthems of praise with exuberance. My soul was exhilarated and transported with joy. Somehow, I knew we were nearing the throne of God. The angel who guided me stopped a long way off, far back from the throne of God. I could see a panoramic view of events that were taking place. As I gazed in rapture at the scene before me, something even more wonderful happened. I could hear louder than ever these thousands upon thousands of voices praising God. God's throne was high and lifted up. Coming out from under the base, the river of life flowed in its beauty and purity. The glory of God overshadowed the throne. It seemed that lightning, thunder, and voices were all around the throne. I saw a rainbow arching above and around the throne. The brilliant, glorious hues of the rainbow were mixed with light, producing dazzling, intense colors. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen on earth. Varied colors of radiant light signified glory and power. Blazes of splendor flashed from the throne. Beams of glory radiated from it. So much of heaven seems transparent, and those illustrious beams that come forth from the throne are filled with the light that is reflected in every part of paradise. How long I stayed in this heavenly arena, I don't know, but I was overwhelmed with awe. As before, the angel of the Lord said to me, "Come, there are many things in heaven that I want to show you." I was amazed to see a room of records, in which meticulous records were being kept. The angel said that God has his angels keep records of every church service on earth, and every service in a home where he is lifted up and praised. God also keeps records on those who are out of his will. He showed me how God's angels keep records of the money that is given in church services, along with a record of the attitudes with which people contribute. He told me of people who have money but won't give to the work of the Lord. "See the glory of your God," the angel proclaimed. When he disappeared, Jesus stood beside me. I looked at Jesus. He seemed to be taller now than I had perceived him to be before. The brilliant robe he wore hung on him elegantly and gracefully. Sandals graced his scarred feet. His face and hair were glorious and beautiful. As I gazed at him, I asked, "Jesus, what are these rooms?" He said to me, "My child, these are for my people. They are for sinners on the earth if they will only believe. I died to make them whole." As I looked into his eyes, I knew that he wanted people to believe that he, Jesus, had died so that we could be made whole. He said, "Healings are waiting for people on earth. The day will come when there will be an avalanche of miracles and healings on the earth. Child, as you can see, these are supply buildings or storehouses. The blessings contained here await the belief of those on earth. All they have to do is believe and receive. Believe that I am the Lord Jesus Christ and that I am able to do these things and receive my gifts." When you go back to earth, remember that it is not you who does the healing. It is not the vessel that heals. It is I. Just speak my word and pray, and I will do the healing. Believe that I can do it. I shouted, Glory to God! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Jesus put his hand down, and the opening in the wall closed.